Meeting to order. I would like to congratulate all the mayors that got elected. And that was a good feat. Kathy,
yeah.
Nice to see you.
Lance.
Eduardo. Douglas.
Not a mayor. City
Not
council.
Mayor.
He got the job done.
Well,
that's right.
He was right anyway, Glenn. And Bob. Really appreciate it.
And Don.
Yeah, I was in a little hurry, so.
Yeah, you can
part of the other stuff. So. I'd like to go ahead and get a roll call, please.
Dwight?
Here.
Cathedral City?
Present.
Porcello?
Present.
Desert Hot Spring?
Here.
Indian Wells?
Present.
Inyo?
Present.
Lucinda?
Here.
Palm Desert?
Here.
Palm Springs?
Here.
Branch of Lamar?
Here.
Riverside County First District? I'm sorry, 3rd District?
Here.
4th District?
Here.
5th District?
Here.
Alafayente? We have a quorum.
Thank you. John, will you follow me in the follow? Please, just pledge allegiance.
Okay. He'll follow you.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, it's open for public comment. Anybody would like to make any public comment? Seeing no public comment, come back to executive committee or directors. Got any comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Because our city rotates mayors, this will be the last meeting for me on the executive committee. And I'd just like to say that I've enjoyed my year serving with everyone. It's been an experience for me. And I hope that we'll be working together in the future. The interesting thing about our city is that because of the new ordinance, I can never be mayor again. It is a strange process that we have decided on in our city, but at least in the next 4 years, I could never be mayor.
Okay, so who is going to be, is that mayor?
Mary Roach will be the mayor starting Thursday.
Okay, I was just trying to... Is Lupe Indio? Where's Indio? Is Lupe the next one?
No, Elaine Holmes is the new mayor. And she
okay, it's female.
But
okay.
She reappointed.
We got Indio, Indian Wells, Cathedral City, Desert Hot Springs.
That's conspiracy.
They're doing it to us again. I've done it before.
You had to talk We're staying in there, though, Steve. You got it.
Well, there's a benefit. You can get some hugs and kisses. You know.
There you go.
Put him on notice.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'd like to say ditto, but I could be American.
Yeah.
Jan, that's the fifth one.
Oh, Jan can be American?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's 5 women. Watch out, guys.
Yeah.
The last time that was in 2008.
That was a terrible year.
That's when the recession started.
It's the Desert Sun Market.
In addition to all the good news around, we have a little bit bittersweet news. And I think most of you know that now the longest-serving city manager in the Coachella Valley is retiring. And Don Bradley has been around for 13 years, Cathedral City, which means 13 years with CVAG. I think most of us know Don here as a true professional, calm, level-headed, been a great mentor and colleague of mine, and a real friend to CVAG. So I'd like to give him one of our famous maps.
All right.
I think he's going to be sticking around the Coachella Valley. And if Don, you could come up here and accept this on behalf of the chairman and CVAG staff and the executive.
There we go.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
very much. I'll treasure this as I have my 13 years here working on a whole variety of issues. It's been fascinating to see the cooperation and collaboration that's occurred amongst the cities and the county. And I see nothing but a bright future. So keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Guess we're moving on to the consent calendar.
Move consent.
Second.
Move to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I'll abstain from the September 24th meeting.
One abstention, please.
Two.
One question about you.
On the CJ is part of the consent file, right? I'd just like to ask, if I could, for an update. Looking at the status projects of I-10, we've made some great strides. The one that concerns me a little bit of Jefferson, because it says here funding sources have not yet been identified. Can you give us an update on what the status is on that project and specifically related to the funding, identifying the funding project?
Yeah, the supervisor is referring to our status report on the interchange projects. And I think most in the room know that we've done a pretty good job of funding and completing a number of interchange projects. You also know that we use something of a Bible to determine the priority of interchanges. There were a few in the West Valley that were very high on the list a number of years ago. Today, our Bible, called our TGPS, says the number one project is Jefferson Interchange. It is an estimated a $55 million project. It is the doozy of all the interchanges in that respect. It's projected to be more expensive than the others, including Bob Hope, which was complicated as well. In terms of funding, the good news there, Supervisor and Executive Committee, is we appear to have secured $19 million of STIP funds, the state transportation funds. That's good news. The bad news with state funding is you never know if you actually have it or not. We were able to secure that funding for Dade Palm Interchange. In this case, I'm hopeful that that money will be in hand. As our highest priority project, I did check in with Gary just before the meeting. We will fully fund CVAC's portion of this interchange with or without the STIP funding. So if the STIP funding goes away, CVAC will step in and pay for it 75%. And the remaining 25%, we will be working with the cities of Indio, McKeens, and perhaps others on that share as well. And you'll hear more about that in the coming calendar year. In terms of timing, as Mayor Miller knows, we're looking at construction in 2014. Environmental went reasonably well. Not major comments. Yeah. I don't know if you have anything else to add.
No, we had a great comment period. Not a lot of opposition to it. They know how important it was. We actually had a lot of support from our surrounding communities, including the Desert Sands Unified School District in Shadow Hills. And we are in talking negotiations with a couple of the landowners there once that gets done to be able to move forward on projects there also. So it's working well, and probably pretty much it's on a go. I think we had a conference call last week on it. Was the final conference call they do before I think they started going out for the final documentation.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to action items 7A. Katie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The item before you has to do with extension of two of our energy-related projects, the Desert Cities Energy Partnership and our Green for Life program. As your staff report describes, we've been waiting for the Public Utilities Commission to make a decision about extending the Desert Cities Energy Partnership, which has been a successful collaboration amongst all of our cities and the county, as well as Edison and our other utility partners, the gas company and the Irrigation District, since 2009. And actually, all of the cities have accomplished a great deal in energy efficiency and efforts to save money and energy at your city halls and other city facilities. Recently, in the early November, the CPUC did make a decision to extend those contracts. So we have before you a couple of items related to that. One of those is ratifying an extension that you approved in September to the Green for Life project. And then also related to that, we have a change order, which basically just extends all the dates but now allow us to go through June of 2013 to complete various Green for Life projects. We've been making great success, great progress, I should say, with your staff on putting together energy and climate action plans and tools that will help you save energy at your city halls. One of those is a program Los Angeles County has developed that monitors your energy use and provides feedback that should help in creating as much as a 5 or 10% savings. We're expecting to install that software in the next month or so, and we'll then be doing a case study to evaluate the benefits of that. We're also going to be working with the cities of La Quinta, Coachella, and Indio, who've expressed interest in some of those tools, and putting together a workshop later this, either this month or next. So one of the items, the first item on your agenda as part of the recommendations is that you authorize the chair and or the executive director to sign the extensions for the Green for Life program that will allow us to complete the efforts that have been started and work again with your staff and then bring what we expect to do is bring a package of documents and tools for each council sometime in the first quarter of 2013. We are doing CEQA compliance that will help to make the climate action plans more suited to your cities and take care of that step, and that takes a little bit more time. So we're working on that right now. The other part, item two on your recommendations, is the Desert Cities Energy Partnership. This is a, we don't yet actually have the contract from Edison, but it will be simply an amendment to the current contract, which allows staff to work with Edison, the gas company, and IID in furthering energy efficiency. This year, we hope to target small businesses and opportunities to reach out to your community. And then finally, we have an exciting project to put together a web application or a web app that could be companion with the Green Building Program that's been developed for the Coachella Valley. This is something that a number of cities asked for when we started this project, and it's a contract with a local firm, eWorks Media, to help us put together that app and also to update and make our website more exciting and more user-friendly. So there are three different elements that are explained in your staff report. We're excited, and in particular, I want to express appreciation to all of the staff support and the support from all of you that we continue to receive in working on these energy-related projects, Green for Life and Desert Cities. I want to acknowledge Nina McCullough, who's here. Oh, yeah, she's here too. From the gas company and Edison, who are huge partners that have been tremendous in helping us make things happen. So with that, I'd be happy to answer your questions. The staff recommendations are right there on page 1, 1, 2, 3.
Kathy?
Katie, can you tell us who's doing the CEQA portion of the Climate Action Plan?
We have actually, with the CEQA aspect, we've worked out an arrangement to... we have funds that allow city staff to be supported in doing some of the projects. The City of Desert Hot Springs has been helping us put together a general CEQA document, but in the case of Cathedral City, we anticipate working with your staff to have that CEQA document reviewed and customized to suit Cathedral City.
So and who's going to do the Cathedral City CEQA document?
We have been talking about possibly having a consultant in Cathedral City who would help your staff to finalize that document. I don't think the final plans have been completed, but that's been the discussion that I've had with your staff.
Keep us updated, please, because staff is have their hands full. You know, we've had a considerable amount of layoffs, so we're challenged.
And I think the arrangement we have would allow us to reimburse that time so that it doesn't create a burden for the city. The final arrangements haven't been made, so I didn't want to name the consultant or anything, but I think that's what we're going to fix. Any other questions?
Any other discussions?
Just a question. Can this be made in one motion, or does it take three?
I'm happy with one.
Okay. So I'll move staff recommendation.
Second.
I move seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Katie, I want to thank you and your staff for all your great work to put this together.
Thank you. Well, as I say, we're just very pleased with all the support we've been getting from staff, and in particular, recognizing the challenges that everyone's facing.
So it takes your effort to make it happen, so thank you. Moving on to 7B. Michael.
We've been very successful in procuring grants for the next phase of the Parkway 1E11 project, and that includes master planning for the length of the parkway, preliminary engineering for the core,
environmental documentation for that same core, and hopefully final engineering and final documentation, environmental documentation for what we call an early action section, which would lead to actual construction. Today we've received just a little over $2 million in grants, one from the California Strategic Growth Council for just under $1 million, from the County Park and Open Space District for $750,000, and finally, for the from Caltrans for $291,000. The action today is to authorize signature on the Strategic Growth Council and the Open Space and Park District agreements. Just a little bit of I'm losing my mind, I'm sorry. In July, there we go, I'm sorry, we released an RFP in anticipation of this work for both grants, or all three, no, to both. And we received five proposals. And with those five proposals, we sent them to a technical review committee to look at them. From there, we took the top three and had oral interviews. And from both of those steps, the decision was to grant an agreement with Ultra Planning Design for the actual work. So, with that, our recommendation is authorization of the signatures for the agreements and award the contract to Ultra Planning Design for the actual work. The Transportation Committee, the Technical Advisory Committee, and the E&E all recommended approval.
And I could supplement that staff report, Mr. Chairman. I do want to acknowledge on the interview panel, we did have Mayor DeRosa. Thank you very much. Rick Daniels, thank you. And Councilman Steve Hernandez also sat on that review panel. And that was a long half day of interviews. We appreciate your efforts. And it'd be fair to acknowledge and appropriate the Riverside County Park and Open Space District. There's a strong relationship between the Open Space District and, of course, the county itself. County Supervisors, thank you for your support. And the chairman of the Open Space District is Council Supervisor John Benoit. So we've had a lot of support along the way to get to this step. And some might be wondering, how does this relate to the bigger picture of construction funding and air quality-related funding related to the Sentinel plant? There is an administrative committee hearing, as many of you know, extremely likely on December 14th, and likely to be held in Diamond Bar, although we don't have his precise time and agenda at this stage. And at this stage, the staff was recommending about $17 million of funding, construction-related funding for this project. So we're well on our way to having a very real project in the relatively short term.
So just for clarification, and what we have here is we have a revenue coming in of about 1.7 and an outgo of about 1.5. So we're good by a couple hundred thousand.
We are.
Can we also acknowledge Ken Hayes was part of that committee representing the healthcare district?
We certainly should. I know she's not here, but as most of you know, the Desert Healthcare District has made a major commitment of funding for this project as well. And having Kay Hazen participate was really helpful.
But she's not healthy today. You may not think for her health. Move approval.
Second. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to 7C, request of the team to give participation in CMAQ Transportation Mitigation Program. Alan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you're all aware, the CMAQ Transportation Uniform Mitigation Fee Program was first approved by the voters in 1988. At that time, all jurisdictions were required to collect the TUMP fee to offset the impacts of congestion generated by development and growth. The measured language provided that any jurisdiction which chose not to assess the TUMP on new development would be required to forfeit to CMAQ that jurisdiction's portion of Measure A, the local Measure A. The city of La Quinta has not participated in the collection of the TUMP fee since the adoption of Measure A, is now the only jurisdiction not participating in the TUMP program. But as indicated by the attached letter, the city is now requesting to participate in the program in the same manner as the other jurisdictions.
CBAG has considerable leeway in determining what conditions, if any, may be set to allow the teacher to participate in the program. And it outlined on page 257 are some of the conditions that are some of the language that's found in the implementation agreement. However, and to resolve some of the issues that were raised during the discussions, the Transportation Committee appointed an ad hoc subcommittee of its members, including Mayor Pro Tem Ted Cronin, Mayor Doug Hansen, Mayor Pro Tem Scott Mattis, and Mayor Pro Tem Terry Henderson, to direct and advise CBAG staff on the impact of the City of La Quinta becoming a tump collecting jurisdiction. Mayor Pro Tem Henderson from the City of La Quinta withdrew from the subcommittee during the final stages of discussion and did not vote on the recommendation that you find in the staff report today. Based on unaudited information gathered for the 2011-2012 annual report, which is this past July 1st, the accumulated total of estimated uncollected TUMP gathered for the uncollected TUMP fees from 1988 to July 1st, 2012, from the City of La Quinta, will be $22,108,940. That's the TUMP we did not collect from the City of La Quinta. In that same time, we did collect the local Measure A from the City of La Quinta, in lieu of the TUMP, $15,495,666. So there was a shortfall of $6,613,000. During that time, if we had that money in the bank, we would have collected in interest $4,326,000. However, we have sat down with the city's staff and determined that they have completed multiple projects that are qualified regional projects in that same period of time, and the portion that CBAG would have had to pay for amount to about $5,410,000 that we could have given them credit for. These figures would have to be updated at the point of an agreement, but that leaves a repayment amount of approximately $5,529,000 that City of La Quinta would have to repay. Once you figure the difference in TUMP and local Measure A, plus interest, less credit. The TUMP ad hoc subcommittee has agreed with these numbers, and their recommendation today is that the executive committee approve the request by the City of La Quinta by their letter attached to begin participation in the CBAG Transportation Uniform Mitigation Fee Program by assessing and collecting TUMP and remitting those funds to CBAG, and in the same manner as have previous jurisdictions, by authorizing payment to CBAG of one half the local Measure A, La Quinta is otherwise qualified to receive until the difference between the amount of local Measure A relinquished to CBAG during the time TUMP was not being collected and the amount of TUMP which their previous building permit activity indicated would have been collected during the same period hasn't been repaid to CBAG, and the calculated accrued interest accumulated on the unpaid TUMP through the repayment period is added to the repayment amount, and the calculated credit for amounts paid totally by La Quinta for completed regional improvement projects not billed to CBAG is deducted from the repayment amount. The ad hoc committee also requested that staff explore policy language, including incentives and disincentives, which will encourage CBAG members to remain continuous participants in successful regional programs like the TUMP fee program. Both your transportation committee and your technical advisory committee concur with this recommendation. We're glad to answer any questions. And we have one member of the TUMP ad hoc committee here if you want to ask any questions.
Any questions?
Comment? I've been trying to get this through for several years now. I think it was important that the city join all the cities here in the valley to be part of the TUMP program and that. And at this point, I'd like to thank our city manager, Frank Spevacek, Tom Kirk, working together to put this program so that we can move forward and become part of the valley's TUMP program.
Thank you.
I'll move approval.
Second. Then move a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on, Alan, we've got the next one too.
Item 7D is a reimbursement agreement with the City of Indio to improve Highway 111 between Riverdale Street and 760 feet west of Madison Street. This project involves two roadway segments in the TPPS. The segment from Rubidoux to Madison is highly ranked. It's 15, the estimated cost, and it's 15 out of 247 projects. Estimated cost is $6.1 million. The lesser ranked project from Madison to a point 760 feet west is ranked 132nd out of 247. The estimated cost is $1.3 million. Since the lesser ranked project is relatively less costly to complete, and since it joins the proposed project to an already approved Highway 111 to the west, it wouldn't be smart to exclude this intervening section of work. Completion of these two segments will finish all the Highway 111 work within the City of Indio. Staff is informed that the City of Indio has completed engineering plans for this project, and the updated estimate is $7,400,000. The City is requesting 75% of this amount, being $5,550,000. Staff recommendation is to approve a reimbursement agreement with the City of Indio to improve Highway 111 between Rubidoux Street and 760 feet west of Madison Street in the amount not to exceed $5,550,000. Both the Technical Advisory Committee and the Transportation Committee concur with this recommendation. I'm glad to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alan, you're up again.
Okay. 7E is an agreement with the City of Desert Hot Springs to improve Indian Avenue between 20th Avenue and Dillon Road. By the attached letter, the City is requesting funding assistance to improve Indian Avenue between 20th Avenue and Dillon Road. Most of the work to widen Indian Avenue to six lanes between 20th Avenue and 19th Avenue has been completed as part of the improvement of the Indian Avenue interchange. Indian Avenue between 19th and Dillon is to be widened from the existing two lanes to four lanes, as well as the improvement of the intersection at Dillon Road. The total estimated project cost is $14,397,149. The project consists of two very highly ranked TPPS projects. One segment is ranked with number three, and the other is ranked number six. Since the project requires the cooperation of three jurisdictions, funding this agreement will be contingent upon a proposed memorandum of understanding being executed by and between the City of Desert Hot Springs, the City of Palm Springs, and the County of Riverside. As the attached letter indicates, a multi-agency public infrastructure grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce, Economic Development and Administration, amount of $3 million is pending the completion of a successful agreement among the jurisdictions involved and approval of an agreement with CVAG. As is CVAG's policy, outside money comes off the top of project costs, thus reducing the remaining costs for both CVAG and the participating jurisdictions. According to the project budget, CVAG's 75% share of the remaining costs will be $8,547,862 after the grant funds are deducted from the total cost. The agreement shall be effective only once the Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration grant has been secured by the City of Desert Hot Springs. As well. The recommendation today is that the Executive Committee approve a reimbursement agreement with the City of Desert Hot Springs to improve Indian Avenue between 20th Avenue and Dillon Road in the amount not to exceed $8,547,562, contingent upon number one, a formal agreement by the respective agencies of the referenced memorandum of understanding by and between the City of Desert Hot Springs, the City of Palm Springs, and the County of Riverside regarding distribution of responsibilities and costs for the project to improve Indian Avenue between 20th Avenue and Dillon Road, and two, successful receipt of the referenced multi-agency public infrastructure grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce, Economic Development Administration in the amount of $3 million. Both your Technical Advisory Committee and Transportation Committee concur.
With approval.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're to the end of our meeting. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome.
I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday.
Just really quick, I wanted to just have a parting shot. First of all, I wanted to just request informally, since now the City of La Quinta is part of the Tumpa program and realizing the benefits of that from the city, which I think is wonderful, Don, I'd like to ask the City of La Quinta and the Council to please reconsider joining the effort to support Roy's Desert Resource Center. Would you please go back to council
tomorrow night
and ask them to please reconsider joining this full team in making the annual contribution to the homeless shelter?
Bring it up tomorrow night.
I'd like you to just consider it. And then secondly, Yvonne, if I'm not mistaken, when I rotate off being mayor, my replacement will be Iris Spotridge, which will make six.
Scott, about 10 minutes ago, I said to David Reddy, I think we got six. Yeah. I scratched your name right next to all the others. I wondered. I was going to wait until the end of the meeting because you're going to gloat.
I know, right? Sorry.
I'm not going to gloat.
Oh, I remember what happened in 2008.
No,
Well, I hate to say it, you're going to have to live with it, so that's all you can
do. Get it horrible, don't forget.
Mr. Chair.
We are very easy to get along.
Just a comment. Tonight, Riverside County Sheriff's Department is having their blue light ceremonies at La Quinta City Hall. You're all invited. 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or anything? Get back. I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, especially Pat. Okay, and you're all great work you've done this year, everything. So, hope we have a happy new year. Our next executive meeting will be January 14th, here at 11 o'clock. The executive meeting will be Monday, January 28th.
Meeting adjourned.